T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KYW Original Podcasts.
So I'm in the Uber heading over to the new Comcast Center where the new Jean-Georges restaurant opened, and I'm about to meet with Chef Jean-Georges himself. The restaurant is on the 60th floor of the new tower, so that's been getting a lot of buzz. That's one of the things that I'm really excited to check out, is that view, the ride up in the elevator. I hope I don't get vertigo, but that's really exciting. Apparently you can see the whole city, so I'm curious about that. Of course, I'm curious about the food. Only the best for the Four Seasons. This is the restaurant in the Four Seasons Hotel in the new Comcast Center, so that should be very interesting. And apparently it's beautiful, so I'm going to check it out for the first time. It just opened this month, so we're heading over there right now. Fine dining in the sky.
The decor is the view on the city of Philadelphia.
A Michelin-starred chef opens in Philadelphia's tallest building. What's been the most challenging part of opening?
Waiting for the building to be built. I couldn't wait.
This is What's Cooking. I'm in the elevator going up to the 60th floor at the new Comcast Center, and the elevator is so fast. And the city is unfolding beneath us, and you can just see everything. It is amazing. First of all, this elevator is spectacular in itself, and it's moving so fast and so smooth. So when we get to the top, we'll be at the reception of the... Oh my gosh, my ears are popping! We get to the top, we're going to be the reception of the restaurant. And whoa, my ears are popping! And here we are. That's how fast it was. Chef, pleasure to meet you.
Me too. How are you?
Good.
How's
thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for visiting.
Yes, this is unbelievable.
It's incredible, no?
This view.
You should come at night to get this. It's magic, too. I think you see all the way to New York.
Really? I'm Hadass Kuznets on the 60th floor of the new Comcast Tower at the Four Seasons. I'm at Jean-Georges with the chef himself, the man of the hour, Chef Jean-Georges von Gerichten.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's about to give us a tour. So thank you. This is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a special. We're up in a 60 on the 59th floor, and it's absolutely amazing. Breathtaking when you arrive.
Before we walk around, I want to know, do you feel this every day you come to work, or does it wear off?
No, it doesn't wear off. You know, I'm coming to this view for the last couple of years, but the restaurant came together the last months, and now we open.
I'm still in awe. So let's take a tour around the restaurant.
Yes,
as you tell me about it.
Yeah, so on the 60th floor, when you arrive, is the arrival of the Four Seasons. When you come in the JG Sky High, which is our bar lounge, where we serve snacks and beautiful crafted cocktails and wonderful things. And then you walk down the staircase where we have a big waterfall of water on each side, but very slowly, very quietly and very feng shui. And then you arrive in front of a bar, in front of the Jean-Georges restaurant, which is located on the 59th floor. And we have two levels. So let me show you around. So when you arrive, we greet you. We have a part with right upstairs here. And then you have a second part, which is closer to the window. But we did two layers too, so everybody has a great view of Philadelphia,
This inner part is still beautiful. I would imagine this is where people would sit if you might have a little bit of a fear of heights.
Yes, a little bit. And you have some beautiful corners here that you can sit and see everybody and see the view. See, actually, from this point, you can see the Bow River.
Let's walk over to the window.
Yeah, let's go this way. See, we have a couple more steps here. And then you can walk all the way to the window. Look at this room. All those banquets are facing out. And if you walk all the way to the window, it's free of heights. It's magical.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. So you're now officially the tallest building in Philadelphia, and the Comcast building, number one, is how many floors?
I think it's 59, and so we went a floor above. Plus, there's a big tower above it, so it's probably a five-story higher.
It's crazy to any Philadelphian to look out the window, because these are buildings that you are used to looking up at. And now we're looking down at these iconic buildings.
Amazing location, an amazing view, and it's so wonderful. It looks like it's magic.
How far can you see on a clear day?
Oh, you can see very far. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly the...
Far into New Jersey?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, we're seeing clear over the river.
We almost see New York from here. And then we have a beautiful wood. And Lord Norman Foster, who is the architect of the building, also designed the restaurant. It's one of his first restaurants ever designed by an architect like of this caliber. So it's absolutely beautiful. You can see the lounge up there, the gorgeous flowers. And then you can see we have a couple open kitchens. On one side, we have the garde-manger, pastry on the right side. And if you want me to bring you in there?
Yes, I want to go in. And how tall are these ceilings, these windows?
Probably 40 foot high.
40-foot ceiling. Yeah. I'm like speechless.
He created something. Lord Norman Foster created like some mirrors on the ceiling, so you could actually to only see the horizon. But if you look up, you can see people walking down the street. You can see cars driving around.
See the mirror makes it look even higher. Oh wow! If you look in the corner, you can see the people.
Horizon, but you see as well the bottom of the building. And always car passing by, people walking around, and so you're part of Philadelphia life as well. Not only the sky, but you see the bottom.
This is breathtaking. So as we're walking around the perimeter of the restaurant, I'm just looking every view in every direction. This is unbelievable. So now we're looking over, we can see the Schuylkill. This is crazy.
I know, it's completely insane. And you can see the kitchen is like almost like a show kitchen, you know. This is where we do all the appetizers, garde-manger, and salads, and things like that.
We're walking into the kitchen now.
Absolutely. Here we go. Let you put my hand here. Here we are.
Does it have like is it a fingerprint just for you or something?
Yes,
I'm waiting to open.
Yes,
so
yes.
Only the chef can open it, or the people.
No, everybody.
Well, only the people that work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Can open
only if you
it.
Come in the kitchen. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Interesting.
So see here, that's where we pick up all the salads and the garde-manger. But even the, this is the best kitchen with the best view. Look at this. When you look out there.
Yeah, even inside in the kitchen, you can see the view. You can see the buildings. Oh my gosh.
So we're prepping everything. You know, we use a lot of local things: corn, local radishes, tomato. Right now is probably the best season to open.
Let's talk about the menu. Let's talk about what are some of your favorite dishes, maybe highlights, standouts.
We bought some signature dishes that we have in New York. So about a third of the menu is about our staple caviar dishes and tuna noodles with ginger. But then as well, we created some new items for the local markets. Here's Chef Nick, who's our chef de cuisine, our resident chef now. So he's going to be here for quite a while.
Quite a while, chef.
What's it like to work here?
It's great. I love working for Jean-Georges. It's been the best career move I've ever made 8 years ago.
What's the best part so far?
The best part so far, I get to work in the most beautiful kitchen in the world.
This is pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
I heard the water boils slower at this altitude.
Oh, that's real?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm like, really?
We touch your finger.
No, not really. It boils faster up here. The air's thinner, so it comes out of the water faster.
I mean, I'm just still kind of like breathless over the view.
Sounds like I know what I'm talking about on that one.
Yeah. What have you noticed so far being up here on the 60th floor? Now you guys are open. What's been like something that you didn't expect so far?
I wouldn't say there's anything like that's really coming up that I haven't expected. I'm just really thankful that we get to be here and we get such a beautiful view and people get to see Philadelphia in a way they never saw it before.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I'll test food that I never had before too. So yeah. We give them the best view with the new taste sensation or new flavors and try to really pamper people with great service as well. So it's a whole team effort, from the back of the house, front of the house, design. It takes an army to do this.
Yeah. So this is French food, I presume.
I've been living in New York now for 32 years. So it's French technique, American ingredients, a little Asian accent flavor for Philadelphians.
What do you think people are going to experience here that they haven't experienced before?
I think we're bringing something that, I spent 5 years of my life in Asia, Bangkok, Singapore, Hong Kong, Tokyo. My food was always inspired by my travel. So I bring, different flavors. So yes, it's an organic chicken, but if I season it with licorice, it becomes a new chicken. So my role as a chef is really to bring new flavor, new sensations. So I always say to my chefs, there's no new fish coming out of the ocean every morning. So we dealing with the same crustaceans, fish, similar. In the Pacific, they have different types, but here on the East Coast, we have probably 10 different fish that everybody loves. And so we prepare them in a different way, different techniques, season them with a little, magic, and we make it different.
Tell me about the menu development. How long did that take, and what was the process like?
It took probably, that's always, it took 5 years to build the building. It probably took about a couple of months to put the menu together. So the menu is always the easiest way. Building a monument like this always takes a longer time. So I came with my team. So we're really still developing some flavor that will surprise Philadelphian.
How much input did you have over the past 5 years?
Probably every corner. I was sitting on every sample chairs, touch tables, the wood, the glass, the mirrors, every single aspect of the restaurant for sure.
Did you have a vision in your mind?
Yeah, a little bit. But it's always, our decor is the view. It's all windows. So we really focus on the interior, table settings, you know, the quality of the materials, the stone, the wood, everything you touch is has a great feel and great sensations.
How do you articulate to people what it's like to, when, like, your decor is 60, you know, floors above the floor?
The decor is the view on the city of Philadelphia, so it's difficult to explain. You have to come and experience it.
Yeah,
I know, it's very simple.
You want to go through the menu and tell me some of the standout dishes?
We have two different menus. We have a menu at the Sky High, which is more small snacks. You can come to have a guacamole as well as a chicken taco. You can have a shrimp satay as well as a... We created something that was a staple, actually, at the old Four Seasons in Philadelphia, which was actually a Philly cheesesteak spring roll that everybody came to the Four Seasons for it. So we did it, we recreated it with... actually, we use a slice of Wagyu beef. We use a sharp cheese, roll it up into a spring roll, and we serve it with a stewed pepper and onion with it. But we serve it a little pink, which is against, I mean, the traditional way, but it's so juicy and so delicious. So that's upstairs. Then we arrive at JG. Like I said to you before, we have a couple of caviar dishes, the egg toast with caviar. We have scrambled eggs with caviar, vodka cream on caviar on top. Then you have Simply Raw. You know, we have tuna noodles with ginger, avocado. We have pulled sashimi with habanero. We have a Wagyu beef carpaccio. We have a couple appetizers like piquito crab with fennel, mustard, and melon juice. We have a foie gras dish with sour cherries and almonds. We actually have a plant-based section as well, so people who love vegetables.
That's very popular, vegetarian and vegan fare.
Absolutely. We have a restaurant in New York called ABC V, which is vegan and vegetarian. On the last 2.5 years, it's been widely popular. I always say to my cooks as well that it takes 2 weeks to grow a radish. It takes 2 years to grow a steak. So when you look at how much energy it takes and how much food and water, and so I think the plant-based is definitely the future of food. So we have a great deal of local vegetables, like summer squash right now, and tomato, corn. I mean, you know, there's so many farmers around Philadelphia, but very happy to work with them and use their product on the menu.
What would you say are some of the up-and-coming trends in food?
I think definitely the first one is probably plant-based. You know, I think that's the direction people have. Nobody needs a 28-ounce steak. So I think for me, life is about balance. So it's good to eat a little less of this, a little more of that. But, you know, change it every day, you know, not just go in one direction. But I've been going back a little bit in time, you know, like when I grew up in the 60s, 70s, my mother always has, more vegetables on the plate, on potato, than protein. And I think we're going back to a more balanced diet.
Is that reflected in your menu?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, instead of have a huge portion of a beef, we still have the same amount of food, but, you know, a little more grains or vegetables or, you know, things like that.
Tell me about your steak.
We're serving a ribeye for two, you know, which is about 28 day age, and it's about, I would say, when you take the bone off, it's probably 10 ounces of meat per person, which is, you know, plenty of food. With three garnishes, we have tenderloin as well, with kind of a new style béarnaise, roasted tomato, potato. We have a chicken with the parmesan crust and artichokes. We have an amazing duck that we marinate with sauce and mustard, and it's served with a berry compote, wheat berries with sunflower seeds and turnip. It's delicious. So you have to follow your mood when you come here. Absorb the view, enjoy the food, and let yourself in our hands. We have a tasting menu as well. That is a 7-course tasting menu, which I recommend for the first time you come in. It starts you with a Maya lemon jelly with caviar. Then you have a yellow tuna tartare with ginger avocado. Then we have a sweet corn dumpling with a tomato on black truffle. A sea bass crusted with nuts and seeds. We crush that sea bass with coriander, cilantro, sesame seeds, almond, hazelnut. We have a Maine lobster with we actually chop the claw, stuff it in a squash blossom, a spicy broth. And then we have a beautiful lamb from a local farm, Jameson Farm, who has just sauteed, served with a grated cucumber on yogurt, a little spice, jalapeno pepper.
The tasting menu, that's the main dining room or the bar menu?
That's the main dining room, yeah. That's the George restaurant, yeah.
As I'm looking, I'm 7-course tasting menu, $138.
Yes, I mean,
it's not like crazy. I mean, it's very fine dining, but it's
six savory courses on a couple of desserts. I think it's a nice deal.
What's the most expensive thing on your menu?
Probably the ribeye for two people, you know. But, you know, I would say we have appetizer from 14 to 28. We have main courses that starts at 28 and finishes at, depends if you have the ribeye for two, you know, it's about 90. And then the menu, testing menu for 138. We really want to be accessible.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that people would think of.
And we high up. not high price. So we want everybody to come and experience this beautiful setup and view on kind of a new concept in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, it is obviously fancy, but it's not unreachable.
No, only the sky is unreachable.
Aside from the view, because that's like, I'm looking around like wide-eyed. Aside from the view, what's most exciting about your restaurant?
I think it's everything, you know, the setup, the openness of it. I have restaurants in the city as well, like Jojo, which is very a brownstone, very tiny. This is like just wide open. You feel free. You feel like a bird.
What do you think people are going to be talking about as people come through the restaurant?
I mean, first of all, when you arrive, you know, you come up, the elevator is like scary, breathtaking.
My ears were popping.
I know.
Do your ears pop every day?
Yes, every day, yeah.
Every day, wow.
I think it takes like 48 seconds to come up to the 60th floor. And then when you arrive, it's like, it takes a little time to absorb everything. And the time you walk to your table, you're hungry because it's time to eat. Because you're so in awe.
Open your mouth. Wow.
Now, okay, give me a drink now.
Yeah, let's talk about the cocktail menu program.
Yeah, the cocktail menu, we have a mixologist who are developing some cocktail with us. We bought a few that we do in New York, like a ginger margarita. We have a lychee raspberry bellini. We have a cucumber martini. We have a new style crafted cocktail on beers and beautiful wine list, extensive wine list. You know, we have all kind of drinks from whiskey, sake, great tequilas. I mean, it's... Well, you have two bars. You have a square bar upstairs. And then we have a little more... A bar, like a waiting bar for the restaurant, which is on a 59th floor.
Let's talk about desserts.
Oh, dessert, my favorite.
Who's doing your dessert?
We have our executive pastry chef, Ryan Schmidt, who is absolutely amazing. You know, he takes care of the entire hotel. And then we bought some dessert that we bought from New York. So we have a beautiful cherry, a black forest, we call it, dark chocolate mousse with candied cherries. And we put a foam on top, which is like made of bitter almonds with more cherries on top. Delicious. We have a strawberry on berry a dessert, which has a cookie around the rim of the bowl with all the local berries, black raspberry, blackberry, strawberry, blueberry. Then we pour a strawberry broth in the middle and you crack it in there. It's delicious. We have another chocolate dessert with passion fruit. We have, it's delicious. We have a peach dessert. Actually, we call it the stone fruit. So there's a peach, plum, apricot. They're all beautifully hard to eat them because they're so gorgeous to look at. It's amazing.
So when you come to a place like this and you look at the beautiful menu and look at the beautiful view, another, I guess, aspect is always the service. That's like a standalone on its own. Tell me about training your staff. How long did that take? How many people are working here and how many seats do you have?
I think we have upstairs, we have 80 seats plus the lounge. And I think downstairs we have 120 plus the little bar. So I'm not sure exactly how many employees, but I think we probably, just for the restaurant, I would say it's about 220 or something. You know, the training service is very polished, but very relaxed. Usually when we hire our staff, it's like a casting, like for a movie. So we saw probably 600 people and we selected 80 waiters. But we're looking more for characters than like somebody who's too precise and putting the fork. I'm okay with the fork a little bit crooked. I'm not okay with it, but I'm okay with it. If the person has a great charisma, character, can sell you anything he wants to. So we're looking for almost like actors and people who have great characters. And we surround ourselves with an amazing team. And everybody has his own personality and is on the way of doing things, but everybody has the same set of mind, you know, having great food with a smile and approachable service.
What's been the most challenging part of opening?
Waiting for the building to be built. I couldn't wait, you know. I mean, I was involved when it was a hole in the ground 5 years ago, and to see to see it finished today, it's like a dream.
Yeah, I remember with the fencing all around.
I know. It's just spectacular. The Lord Norman Foster's office is a couple blocks away from our restaurant in New York. And see the vision from Brian, the owner of Comcast, is spectacular. Brian Roberts is a genius and a visionary, and I think for him to dream this building. And many times, not so many times, I think the things look better than the plans, but here they do.
Final words, anything you want to leave us with?
Come to see us, come visit us, it's very special.
What do you love the best?
Everything.
Oh my gosh.
Everything.
You know. We've been up here for a little while, and
there's no one. There's no one. Square inch I don't like, so it's all beautiful, gorgeous. Come and visit.
What's that smell I'm smelling? Is that the flowers?
Probably the flower, yeah. We have a very special florist. Jeff Letton is the florist who actually started to be well known at the Georges V in Paris. He's based in LA. He's the one who's doing this beautiful, very simple but striking flowers. Looks like they're changing a few every day and every week, and it's very special. And the smell is intoxicating.
Yeah. Chef Jean-Georges von Gerichten, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.